Hey, you want to tell me your name so we see if we pick up on it?
Elizabeth Betty Brown.
Okay. Okay. So what can you tell me about the Halliburton family?
Well, we're talking about Dude Halliburton. He was Edna's brother, which was my grandmother. And they both lived out on the hill as far as I know.
Where was that?
Right, well, our home was in between. His home was down below on the right-hand side. And my grandmother, Edna, lived up the hill in the log house.
And where was this located?
It's still there.
Okay.
Right to up above the urban place.
On Sterrett Road.
On Sterrett Road.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So who was Dude Halliburton's wife?
Maggie. And she was a Pleasant. She was a sister to Glasgow Pleasant, who lived in the home where the Stewart family lives now.
Okay.
Leroy.
Oh, okay.
They lived out in that alley, the family.
And Isabel wanted to know about the children, if they had children or if they took children in to raise, or do you know anything about them?
Aunt Meg and Uncle Dude had none. They didn't have children. But Aunt Meg had a sister that had foster children that lived in Washington. And during the summer months, they would come down and stay all summer.
Sort of like a summer camp.
Yeah. And then we had relatives, which was her brother, which was Glasgow Pleasant. His children would come down for the summer. And of course, children brought children.
Mm-hmm. And this was your dad's?
No, sister. that was more my grandmother's.
Your grandmother's?
More my grandmother.
Okay.
So, yeah. Or dad's
Do
mother.
You know about any of these children that might have been named Pinky?
Yes.
What can you tell
Her
us about Pinky?
Her name was Margaret, really. Pinky was a nickname. And she was Aunt Winona, she was Maggie's sister, and they lived in Washington.
So, who was Pinky?
Pinky was Winona Horton's daughter.
Daughter, okay.
Yeah.
And Winona was Maggie's
sister.
Okay. All right, what about Aunt Laura? Do you know anything about Aunt Laura?
Now, there were two Aunt Lauras. One was a Preston, Laura Preston. Now, I don't know how she came into the family. I don't know whether they were cousins between her and Aunt Meg or what.
Now, was she the teacher?
She was the teacher from Rockridge Baths.
Okay.
She lived in Rockridge Baths. But somehow she ended up down here. And she lived with Aunt Meg and Uncle Dude.
Okay. What was your mother's name?
My mother's name was Cora Evelyn. She was Brown. And she came from West Virginia.
All right. Then who was Edna Halliburton Pleasance?
That was my grandmother.
That was your grandmother?
Yeah.
Okay, and we've already covered that. Mm-hmm. I should have reviewed these questions before, but I didn't. I don't know enough about it to even redo the question. So I'm just going to ask them the way
she
should.
Yeah, that's right.
And Edna was Dude's sister.
Yeah, it was sister.
And then there's Esteline Halliburton Franklin.
Now that goes back beyond me.
That was not his sister.
They were relatives, but I don't,
you don't
really know. I'd have to look on paper to find that one.
You can get back to her on that.
I'll get back to her.
Okay. Yeah. Well, were there other brothers and sisters, or do you know other than?
They were the closest ones that I remember, you know. that's the ones that you've seen that would come and visit. Ones.
All right. Can you tell me anything about Leo Pleasance?
Well, I talked to him last night. Well, he lives in Texas. But as a young boy, he was raised the same place Dad was, up the hill in the log house. But he went to Lexington to live with Glasgow when they moved, Glasgow Pleasant. He went there so he could go to school. So he never was around very much.
And who is he to you?
He's my uncle.
He's your uncle. And so where did he go to school? He went to school in Lexington?
He graduated from Lexington, Lyman Downing. Mm-hmm. And then he left and went to Hampton, Virginia, mm-hmm. to Hampton University.
Oh.
And from there he went into the service. And he retired from service as a retired lieutenant colonel. And then he was a principal at two schools somewhere in Texas.
In Texas.
And he still resides in Texas.
And how old is he now?
I think he ought to be he's in his 80s. I'm not sure his age.
He would be a good one to interview.
But we had said something to him, but he said he didn't stay here long enough to really.
Probably didn't remember much.
No,
he was young.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that covers the genealogy portion of the interview. We're going to stop and let me get my other questions out. Oh, all right, Betty. How long have you lived in the Brownsburg area?
All my life. What, 68 years.
Who were your parents? What were your parents' names?
My mother was Evelyn, and my father was William Howard
Pleasance. Mm-hmm. And you said earlier that your mom was from West Virginia?
In West Virginia. She came here when she was 12. Her mother died, and my aunt took her in. And they lived around the road from me, up on the other end of Brownsburg.
On 252?
On 252.
Was your dad a native of Brownsburg?
Oh, Lord, yes. He had his roots here.
And where was his family home?
Well, at the log cabin out there.
On Starrett
Road. Mm-hmm.
Were you born at home, or were you born in the hospital? Or?
Fortunately, I was born in the hospital, yes. But at the time, they were working for the Browns, which lived down below you. Who were the people?
Across from Bill and Adair.
Uh-huh. In that mm-hmm. house.
They were working there.
They were working there. When I was born.
Mm-hmm. At what hospital were you born in?
What was it? Stonewall Jackson?
Stonewall Jackson?
I guess it was. But I was lucky to be one of the ones that got to sleep in the bureau drawers before they got the beds.
Oh, that's
in 1939.
What date were you born in 1939?
August 20th.
August 20th, 1939. Uh-huh. And they put the babies in the drawers.
In the bureau drawer. I was one of the lucky ones.
That's a neat story. And where did you grow up? What house did you live in when you were growing up?
Mom and Dad worked for the Browns. What was their name? I can't remember her name. But they worked there until I was about 3. And then we moved back to Sturt Road.
So?
Back.
And so you don't really know what brought your dad to Brownsburg in the first place. He's just been there.
His family has always been here. Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me what your first memory of Brownsburg was? Is?
I wouldn't know. I couldn't remember. I guess coming on Saturday nights, we would come to the store. That was when you got your groceries, and you would come into Brownsburg and go to Swole's store there. It was Soup Anchor. Then. And that's on Saturday night. That's when we would get our groceries.
Did you all have a car?
No.
You
we
walked?
Had to walk. Mm-hmm. And of course, it was nice, you know. Mm-hmm. You didn't do too much of that in the winter. Right. But in the summer, that was your pleasure.
Right. Uh-huh. What kind of, was that mainly groceries?
Yeah, mainly groceries. Yeah. And I think he had some clothing. Had some. Mm-hmm. I guess what you wore back then.
Well, tell me who else was in your family. Did you have brothers and sisters?
Me? No.
You're an only child? I didn't know.
Have you known that by now?
These only children are dangerous. So you're their only child.
I was the only child. And I adopted all the other children from my mother and father.
Well, that's good. They had
when he drove the school bus. Because whatever I got, if I had friends at the time, he had to buy for them.
Now, I know Dot had said that her dad drove a school bus. Mm-hmm. Janice Ayers said her dad drove a school bus. Wait. And they had to buy their own bus. Did your dad do the same thing?
He drove for Mr. Fullwider from over at Rayfield.
So he owned the bus and your dad drove it?
Dad just drove for him. And then after he got through driving for Fullwider, Mr. Rob, the man from Fairfield, bought it, Bothwick. Mm-hmm. Bought it, and he drove for him.
What? Where did he drive? I mean, did he have a regular route that he...
Okay, when we left home, you would leave Brownsburg. No, well, we would leave from Sterrett Road, come to Brownsburg there where Doris Lunsford lives, turn around there and pick up children. Then we'd go from there to Rayfield. From Rayfield, we would go to Fairfield. Then we'd cut off at Mackey's Lane and go to Timber Ridge.
Wow.
And go all the way around through that back road to Lexington. It was from 7:15 in the morning to 8:15.
So?
We'd ride the bus.
So school started in Lexington.
At 9 o'clock.
At 9 o'clock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you don't ever remember the school in Brownsburg, or do
no,
you?
No.
Never.
I've heard of it, but
you don't remember
that.
Remember
that. No.
How many kids would he pick up? How many would the bus?
We'd have a full bus. And I know it had to be 30, 35. And our bus was one of the older ones that had the seats down the side, one long seat and one down the middle.
Wow.
And that was no fun to try to ride on a curvy road.
No seat belts?
No seat belts.
No handles?
No handles.
Well, tell me about who some of your neighbors were on Sterrett Road.
Well, actually, the two most important neighbors I had was Carolyn and Lou Martin. I played with them. And then Mrs. Dice, which lived down there where the Thorne girl lives now, she took in orphan children. And I had a friend, Stella Edwards, which I think is still living. I saw her maybe 8 or 10 years ago. She came to Brownsburg to see me.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But those are the ones I played with.
What sort of things did you all do? Did you all play outside or play dolls? Or?
And Lou and Carolyn educated us on the cows. And we played in the barn and hay, baseball, things like that. And swim in the creek.
Where would you swim? Where was the swimming hole?
Wherever, because we didn't care that much for deep water.
Mm-hmm.
But well, see what I would do, I would go across the road and go through the creek to go up to Lou's them house.
Uh-huh.
And that's where we'd go, call that swimming hole.
So you never went to school in Brownsburg?
No.
You were always in
No,
in
I went to Lexington. Well, I went to Fairfield first. Because at the time, the county kids were still going to Fairfield.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I went over there a year or two. And then we had to go to Lexington.
That was a long day. What time did you get out of school in the afternoon?
Now, where are you talking?
In Lexington.
In Lexington, 3, was at 3 o'clock. Yeah. We wouldn't get home till 5:30.
Like, that's a long day for little kids.
And if we wanted to join anything or be in anything, we wouldn't get home till 10. Because Daddy would have to come home, do what he had to do, and then come back and get us.
Did your dad, what sort of work did he do besides driving the school bus? Did he farm?
We had cows and hogs and the regular.
Right. So farm he had to animal, take care of.
Farm animal. And then he would work at Washington Lee.
What did he do there?
I guess like more like general work. Because he was only there from like 9:30 to about 2:30.
How long did he work there?
Well, as long as he drove the bus to Lexington.
So he'd drive the bus in and work?
Work. And then
drive home. Well, that worked out well.
Yeah, that worked out well.
What about your mom? What did she do?
Now, she worked for the Powells, which they lived in the log house above us. Who's that? Jane Singleton lives there now.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that.
Hers
and all those people, I can't remember.
So she worked there?
She worked there. They would see, that was their summer home, mm-hmm. because he was a professor at Mirabel Holden. And during the winter months, she would go to Stanton with them. They lived down in Stanton. And she worked there, and I would stay with my aunt during the week, and Mom would come home on the weekend.
So she was away from home during
mm-hmm.
the week,
mm-hmm.
in the winter.
In the winter.
But she was home in the
mm-hmm.
summer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And where did your aunt live?
In Brownsburg above me, where I live now.
Oh,
on
right.
On the turnpike.
What was her name?
Agnes. Agnes Alexander.
When did you finish school? What year did you finish school?
What, 1958.
Mm-hmm. And what have you done since then?
Ooh, raised children. And then I went to work for the post office.
Okay, tell me a little bit about your family. Your husband's name is
Louis Brown.
And when did you all get married?
59.
As soon as you got out of school?
And always lived in Brownsburg.
Is he a native of Brownsburg?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where did he grow up?
Brownsburg. He grew up around the curve too.
Sort of in the same area.
Yeah, in the same area.
Mm-hmm. All right. Tell me a little bit about your children. How many children?
Gosh. I had three boys and three girls. The oldest boy is dead, deceased. And let's see. Elizabeth. Lives here in Brownsburg. One's in Stanton. Gary's here. Jennifer's in Roanoke. And Becky's in Lexington. I think I got it right.
All right, you say that you had farm animals.
One of each.
did he had a cow?
Yeah, we had
did
cows.
You milk
we had
the cow?
Milk. Uh-huh. And we had raised hogs. And we butchered those, and raised chickens.
Had eggs.
Eggs.
Did you have did you all have gardens?
Yeah, that's when you had those acre gardens, because you grew everything.
That you ate.
That you ate.
Mm-hmm. Did you help in the garden?
Well, I thought I did. I won't say for sure. I thought I did.
We can't ask your parents whether you did
And our biggest thing in the summer was we had cherries and peaches. We had the trees, you know. We picked those and then mother would can those apples.
Yeah. And I don't guess you remember the cannery. Do you remember anything about the cannery?
I remember where it sat, but I never
used that.
Yeah, well, Mom and them did.
Did she?
Uh-huh. Yeah, they did, but I didn't know anything about cannery.
Yeah.
No.
Isabel had said on the other set of questions to ask you about Camp Briar Hill. Did you help there or work there some when you were younger?
2 years, I think, there. I worked one up on the hill, and then they had another. Well, Camp Max Walton was out there, and I worked a year out of there.
And on Pisgah?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, in Pisgah.
What did you do?
We worked in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Helped to prepare the meals and got ready to, you know, set up for the dinner, and then for this, well, for their supper, the meal.
Do you have any stories that you remember about anything that happened there?
The only thing I remember about it was the snake that was in the bathroom.
I would remember that.
I won't care to tell about that. That's about the only thing I remember about that.
How old were you when you were helping?
I had two children, I think, then. So I had to be about, say, 23, 24, something like that.
Who else worked? Who else?
Lois's mother worked. That's how I got to go to work, because she didn't have a way to work. And I drove her. So
what were his parents' names?
Catherine and Opie. Mm-hmm. She was a steward. And he was a Brown from, they were from Newport.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk about when mechanization first came to the farm? Did you all have tractors?
Oh, no, nothing like that.
Just the animals.
Just the animal.
Did you ever milk cows? Or
I never learned. I thought it was really beautiful for somebody to do it, but I never could.
What about gathering eggs? Did you do
that? Oh, yeah, we gathered eggs. And they always asked me to gather eggs when I was happy.
So you wouldn't break them.
I think we had like maybe 12, 15 chickens we would have. And I can remember when we ordered them, you know. Mm-hmm. And you'd go over to Ray Fiend at the post office and pick them up.
Little bitty chicks.
Uh-huh.
You said that you had a peach tree and apple trees. And
well, there was loads. We had a lot back behind, up. Uh-huh. Back in there.
And cherries, the black cherries.
Oh, I'm
and you canned those, so you had those all.
It was a terrible cherry tree. Woo! Goodness, six or seven of us get in the tree and you still wouldn't see one another. Wow. And like I say, we had peach orchard and apple trees, all the raspberries, strawberries, just loads of fruit.
And do you remember what sort of things you grew in the garden?
But oh, you had to have those potatoes.
Right.
And you had cabbage, potatoes, corn, string beans. We didn't do much with squash. I can't remember squash.
Mm-hmm.
I know we tried a hand at sweet potatoes once. And I also did that when we were in Brownsburg. We used to have a patch
mm-hmm.
of sweet potatoes. They were good.
Okay, here's a good one. I think you can probably talk about this one. Have you ever attended any of the area churches? And if so, what can you tell me about?
I've enjoyed them all to the most high. Everywhere I go, you know, everybody seems just so loving and caring and friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
tell me a little bit about your church.
Asbury,
mm-hmm.
That's the house on the hill. Well, I don't know what to say, except we try to be a loving, caring church and sharing. And our main objective is, first of all, to learn the Word of God, to praise Him. But our main thing is we really do well. I guess now, socializing all together, we're just like one big family. Because
mm-hmm.
whatever, if someone is participating or joining into something, we all try to support.
How many members do you all have up there now?
Right, it was 30-some on the book, but we have an average of 18 to 20 on Sundays now.
And how does that work? Do you all share a minister?
Minister, yes. Uh-huh. Three charge. It's Asbury, Lawson, and Community, which is in Stanton.
So your Sunday church services, how does that work?
Our church service is on the first Sunday and the third Sunday. We have the minister.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the second and fourth Sunday is the Sundays that we can do a Bible study, and we do anything else that we need to take care of, because people have so far to travel. Like Gwen Porterfield comes from Charlottesville, the Schultzes come from Stanton, Linda comes from Buena Vista. So those two Sundays we take to do our necessary things.
So they don't have to come back during the week. Yeah, so. Who's your minister now?
Conchita Holtz. Mm-hmm. And her husband was born and raised right out here near the mill.
Oh.
Now on Gibbs Run now.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That's where he's from. And that little house that sits down, you know, you're going on Gibbs Run, mm-hmm. and the little house down over the hill, mm-hmm. old house.
That's where he was born. Oh. Mm-hmm.
And now I don't know where she really came from, but now I think that she was from over near Craigsville, mm-hmm. somewhere over there.
Did you grow up in that church?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So your parents went to church there?
I can remember going to church on Sundays with that white, little white dress with the pinafore with that horrible, horrible knot in the back.
Right in the middle of your back.
In there, right, and them little tight white shoes.
Makes you sit up straight.
Little tight white shoes.
What sort of, do you remember anything what you that you did at church when you were little? Did you all have?
Well, now, we had a lot of programs. And as I say, we had a minister always from the West Stanton charge. And we had things like Harvest Home, and the church was actually packed. Mm-hmm. It's a lot different.
Well, now, you're singing, you know, now you have good crowds for your singing programs. And
speaking of that, I have something to tell you about that.
Okay. So, but it was sort of the same way you still, even years ago, you shared ministers.
Yeah, minister. And like I say, on the West Stanton charge, and then we went to Lexington. I think we were with Lexington maybe 8 or 10 years, but we've been with West Stanton charge, the biggest portion of that.
Well, it's a mm-hmm. very active congregation. Did your parents ever have a car while you were growing up? Or?
They never had to have a car because Uncle Dude had a car, and Dad would always drive for him. And Grandma's, well, his brother had a car, so whenever he wasn't using it, we'd use it. So there wasn't any need to buy a car.
So anytime you needed a car,
it
you
was
had
there.
One.
Someone was there. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You said when you were younger that you came to Brownsburg on Saturday nights to Zubinger's store. Yeah. Tell me some about the other stores that you remember in Brownsburg.
That's about it that I remember, except for the Huffman up there. You'd go there to get some
gas station.
Gas station, but that's about it.
What about the post office? Where did you all? Did you have your mail delivered to the house?
Yeah, it ran. Just it came from Rayfin, just like it still does. Yeah. It's making a noise.
Did you all go to Stanton very often, or did you do most of your business and shopping and everything in Lexington?
Whenever we wanted to go to Stanton, we would get on the, it was called the Creamery truck, which was driven by R.W.'s father, Wade Swisher.
Oh.
He took cream down to the Creamery.
In Stanton.
In Stanton. And he had a big covered truck. And if anybody needed to go to Stanton, then you could ride down with him.
Well, that's neat. So how many people would go?
It probably would be with two or three of us. Mom and myself, I know we've done it. And Dad never did. I don't know why he never went to Stanton. But Mama did.
Yeah.
Well, we had relatives there too,
so you could visit.
So we'd visit,
and then you would come home.
So come back. We'd know what time he wants to come back, and we catch him. And also the lady, Mrs. She was a mail carrier, when they stopped doing, when Ms. Swisher stopped doing it, the mail came out of Stanton to the Weitzel store. And you could catch her if you wanted to go to Stanton and ride
down
to Stanton with her.
I mean, that was neat that, they were willing to
take
passengers.
And that's providing, you know, you needed to go before anybody was at home to take you.
Yeah. Did you ever ride the train or the bus or anywhere?
Oh, anything? Yes.
Where did you get on?
For every Easter, my mom and I would catch the train in Stanton to go to Cass, West Virginia.
Oh.
That. You look forward to that every year.
Is that where she was from? Is she was from Cass?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Her father was born up on the mountain. That was the name of the mountain.
I just know the Cass Railroad. We've been over there.
Yeah.
That's neat.
Yeah. They lived in the flats where the old houses where the workers lived. That's where.
It's a neat little
village,
you know, that got restored.
We were there 3 years ago. We drove. And we took a tour.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We went when Anderson was small, you know, when he got a kick out of the railroad.
Well, we went every year. We catch, now, the difference in going to Cass now, it only takes, 2 hours. We would get on the train in Stanton at 4 o'clock in the morning, and we wouldn't get to Cass until 12
day.
Because you had to stop in Roncesvalles, and you had to stop in Whitesville.
So people get on and get off.
Of course, train didn't move very fast either.
Well, it was beats walking. <anyway. laughs> Okay, what about any individuals that stand out in your memory, that any characters or people that you really remember from Brownsburg?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Sterrett was one. He would always, when I'd walk to Brownsburg, he'd always have something nice to say if he saw you out, you know. If I was in the middle of the road, girl, don't you know better than that? Things like that. But that he was about the one you'd see. And Miss Margaret Wade, I remember her. And, of course, Miss Jenny. Oh, yes, I'll never forget her.
Well, tell me a little bit, because I think you were probably the second person I met after we moved to Brownsburg. Miss Jim was at our house the next morning. It was a Friday morning, and we needed a babysitter that weekend. And I called her, and she said, "Will you call Betty? Talk to Betty." I think you might have been at her house.
Yeah.
So you were one of the, and you were, you know, helping her. And how did you get started?
Well, my mom worked for her. For years.
She did.
And mom got sick. And then she asked me one day, she said, "Would you go down and work for Ms. Hesterfagan?" I said, "Mom, I can't do that. I got too many children." She said, "Oh, it won't be hard. Just do what she needs for you to do, and then you can come home." Which was true. And then, I don't know, I just sort of hung with her.
How many years was that?
Oh, gosh. I don't... I guess I started helping her in the 80s. It had to be in the 80s. Mm-hmm. It was quite a while. I can't even exactly remember how long. We did everything together.
Yeah, she was fun.
Everywhere, wherever you wanted to go. And I can't say I'd done a lot of work. We was always gone.
Yeah.
We'd gone away somewhere. I even met, is he a senator? No, not a senator, but from over across the mountain. Reed? Isn't he Reed? What is Klein?
He's the state senator.
Okay. Well, who did it before him?
Is it that Putney guy? No.
Well, Putney was here, but Reed, when did you read? I can't think of his name. But anyway,
we'll cut this part out.
But we went to his house. I never forget, I had to go with her for whatever, for some reason.
She always had something going on.
Yeah, uh-huh. And I'd go and I faithfully sat and wait on her.
And you were with her
right up until
she
got really got to where she could, you know. I couldn't take it any longer.
Well, you weren't around during the Depression years, so we'll move on to the next question.
Oh, thank you. I'm on my way on this one.
Do you remember anything about World War II? You were awfully small then, you don't remember.
No, because my dad never went to service. He wasn't in service.
And you don't remember any of the rationing or anything like that?
Only thing I can remember about rationing, now, we had to pay $5 for a bag of sugar. I remember that. And the reason I remember that is on that Saturday night, we had come to the store and I dropped that bag of sugar. And I remember him hollering about
it. They were not happy with you, were they?
So that's
enough. Expensive.
Yeah. That was enough.
Some people have said they remembered air raid drills or anything like that. Do you remember anything like that where you'd have to close your, pull the blinds down? And
probably, but I don't
you were
really.
You were small. Mm-hmm. What about electricity? Did you all always have electricity in your house?
No, we didn't have electricity until, I'd say, the early part of the 50s is when we got on the hill.
Mm-hmm.
Right there.
So you just had like
lamps,
kerosene lamps.
Yeah, you had to be very careful. You had to do your homework before dark.
Right. So, what about water?
We had to carry our own water, which was a spring across the road from us, down the road. You'd have to carry that water.
Yeah. Good old days.
The good old days.
What about the roads? Were the roads paved or were they dirt roads?
There were dirt roads, but in later years. I don't know what year that they did that. Can't remember that one.
What about telephone? Did y'all have a telephone?
No, didn't have a telephone. I didn't get a telephone until I got to Brownsburg. But I tell you, I can remember that I had, somebody was having a sale in Brownsburg, and they had a sofa, and my mom had sent me, now why she sent me, I don't know, but anyway, she went and told me, if I saw a sofa, call. And I went into the telephone office, and you know where that was, above, the bank in Houston. Anyway, and I called out to the pals. I got out there before the phone call got right, really, because I had the lady to, after we tried to call them and never could get them, I ran, I went home, so long ago. I made it home before Miss Osi got mom, so you know how fast
that was fast service,
wasn't it? Bad service.
So she was, Miss Osi was the telephone operator.
Yeah, Miss Osi Wade. Mm-hmm. The Arson Finker. But she was a Wade.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And did she get the sofa?
Yeah, we got the sofa. Good. Yeah.
What about the location of the roads? Are they still pretty much laid out the way they were when you
were little? Uh-huh. Pretty much the same. Yeah. Nothing different that I can remember.
What about the bank? Did you all do much business with the bank?
Yes. Uh-huh.
That's where you
put your little change.
Have a book like that?
Have a book. Mm-hmm. I had one, but I think when our house burned, I don't have it. I don't remember seeing it here lately.
Now, what house that you lived in burned? When you were small?
No, after I got married. You see, Jennifer was still at home.
Oh, so it hadn't been that long.
No, mm-hmm. It was at home.
What happened?
A chimney fire. And it was a day like today, very windy. And the girl that was babysitting, she said she put the wood in the stove, and she said she cut it off. But the chimney caught fire, and of course the old wooden frame house.
So where did the fire department Where did it come
they
from?
They came from Fairfield, and I think Robert Bass had something at that time too. And
just didn't get there in time to do it.
It was like they say, it was an old frame house. So
just to get everybody,
You got everybody out. Yeah, because I was working at Jane Colby at the time, and that happened.
Well, that's sad.
Mm-hmm. But at least we have lives.
Yes.
Well,
that's right.
You can always get something.
That's right. Mm. What do you think is the most significant or important event that happened in Brownsburg during your lifetime? That's up until today. You know, anything that you think is memorable.
Gracious. By being involved in so much, I couldn't really tell you what is
sort of hard
to stand out. I have nothing in particular.
Okay.
Friends, and I just think of the times when the children would get, we'd have 10, 15 people playing ball.
Yeah.
And that was a team. You know?
Right. Well, you were telling me a story one time about how you, what did you hit a ball and hit the principal's son in the
Burger.
Hit him in the head?
We were playing ball, softball. Well, you might as well call it stickball, up in the field above me. And, it was 15, 16 I was playing. And he got up the bat. No, he didn't get the bat. He was pitching. And got up and I swung the stick. I guess it flew out of my hand and hit him upside the head. And he just
knocked him out.
Knocked him out. And it wasn't a soul in the feet.
Everybody got out.
I remember I ran home across the fence and I guess his dad, somebody must have been dead. They came and got him.
He came too, I guess.
I wonder, does he remember?
Well, that's a funny story. Do you have any other good stories like that you remember?
And I know I had gotten a new bicycle, and we were up on the school ground playing. And, you know, you share with everybody. And this little Walters boy, I can't think of his name, but they called him Mom. But anyways, Walters, and he asked to ride the bicycle. And I said, fine, we were playing ball. And we kept on playing, and he never came back. Kept on playing, he still never come back. So finally, maybe an hour, hour and a half, and somebody said, where's your bicycle? And I said, I don't know, wherever he is, I guess. So we went and looked for him. He was coming up the street carrying the bicycle. Wrecked and tore all the pieces.
Oh!
And he was limping. And I hit
him. Yeah. Well, I don't blame you. What did he hit?
I don't know. We never did find out what had happened.
Did you get it fixed?
Yeah. His mother got it fixed. But I remember that one.
she do.
But Brownsburg was a beautiful place to grow up. Like, I had gotten roller skates, and I roller skated all the way from where we lived on Sturt Road to Brownsburg, and got right there in front of where Casey's house is now, in front of the Greens. Mm-hmm. And Ms. Green was sitting on the porch, and she said, "How are you today, girl? Are you doing okay?" And next thing I knew, I fell out. Felt that crack my head.
You weren't paying attention to the skating.
No, I was so proud that she noticed, and I fell. And she, every time I'd see her, she'd laugh. She's skating today? No. I think that was the end of
it. So you skated from your house up to Brownsburg. Mm-hmm. Who were some of the other people that lived in Brownsburg that you remember?
Now I would come in and play with Lois and his sisters, and Alice Carter, and let's see, the Stevenson that lived up on the hill, and who else was it? That's just about it, because that's just about all of them that was there. Yeah. Play that. Now the Porterfields were younger than we were,
and
all them, so we didn't get to play that much with them.
So did you go to school with Lewis?
For a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a while. Uh-huh. I went on and he didn't.
Yeah.
He didn't finish. I did.
I see.
Had to.
Yeah. Well.
Because Lewis had to go to work because of his father went into whatever you call the service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
at that time.
So what sort of work has he done?
Who, Lewis?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He, let's see. He worked for the state. And then he was in service, and then, let's see, after he went from service, he came back, and I think he went to VMI, and then he worked at, he drove, can't think of what you call them things, he worked for the contractor that did 81.
Oh.
He worked on that.
Oh.
And then finally he ended up in Modine, and he was there for 30 years.
Long time. He's retired now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But retired working at school.
Well,
yeah,
that's good.
Part-time janitor over there. Mm-hmm.
What about any of your family? Do you have any family that served in the Civil War, or do you know any of your?
No, I'm sure we did,
yeah.
But
I don't know any stories about.
No. Uh-uh.
How did you all get along with the white people that lived in Brownsburg? You all played together, and
well, like I said,
it's always been very
who
friendly.
Who knew the difference?
Yeah,
that's
wonderful.
We did. Well, there was no difference. We never had any problems.
Just, so they were just friends,
just like
they.
And whatever they had, we had.
It'd be a wonderful place. It was a wonderful place to grow up,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You think about some of the people in other areas of the country.
I wouldn't trade it for nothing in the world. When you go somewhere and come back and you see those little six lights,
mm-hmm.
in the night, you know you're home.
Yeah.
You're safe.
Yeah. I think that's wonderful to grow up and live in the same place your whole life.
Yeah.
It's just,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Not many people get to do that anymore.
No. They have to end up leaving. Yeah. They do.
What about the doctors? What can you tell me about? Do you remember any of the doctors in Brownsburg?
Well, I guess Taylor would be the one. Boswith, Taylor first, and then Dr. Boswith was there for a little while.
Where were their offices?
Now, Dr. Taylor was in the house where Ag lived first, mm-hmm. and then didn't he go up there where Mr. Barnes?
There was a doctor there.
There was a doctor there. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
that's those are the ones you remember. Do you ever remember going?
No, I don't remember. I probably was so scared.
Yeah. there's a question here about did your mother or dad have any home remedies or cures that they used to take care of?
Vic salve and that hot thing that you put on your chest.
Mustard plaster. Well, I think they worked.
They did. They worked. And I remember when you had babies, they used to make you wrap yourself in a towel because to uphold everything.
Oh.
That was my own remedy.
Were there midwives around here for people that didn't go to the hospital and have their babies?
Yeah.
Do you remember any?
Yeah, I think the woman thing was Miss Fisher, Miss Mariah Fisher. I think she was the one.
Where did she live?
She lived in between, you know where Lois Key built her house, mm-hmm. going up that driveway.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little house sitting there.
Oh, so she
mm-hmm.
lived there on Stairway.
Uh-huh. On Stairway. Mm-hmm.
Did your dad take care of the animals if they needed doctoring? Or did he have a vet that he...
No, he took care of those, yeah. Uh-huh. Was there a vet at that time?
What about holidays? Do you remember any, how you all celebrated
Christmas
or Easter? Or?
Easter was when we went to West Virginia. We would always go
on the train.
Every Easter we'd go on a train for that. Holidays were in between the houses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'd go and you'd be at somebody's house, but you didn't stay very long because you'd always want to come home to
sort of make the rounds.
Yeah, but you'd make your round at early morning. You did that.
What about Christmas trees? Did you all have
a
Christmas tree?
Yeah, Christmas tree.
Did you go cut it? Or
yeah, cut it back out behind the home place. Yeah.
What about Thanksgiving? Did you all ever do anything?
Always had a meal together.
Big, lot of food.
At Grandma's, up at the log cabin.
And everybody would come.
Yeah, she had the most beautiful, I guess it was oak, round table. They had the coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wanted that, and somebody got it before I did.
Snagged it before you got it. And that's where you all would have the
Thanksgiving. That's where we'd have that. Uh-huh. She would have that, spread it out.
How many cousins did you have? Lots.
More than words can write. Lots and lots and lots. See, because you had from out of Lexington, you had them to come. And if you had anybody from Stanton, they came. Now, nobody came from Washington or Maryland. Nobody came at that time.
Yeah.
They were always here during the summer.
What sort of things did you all do in the summer?
Oh, that was go swimming, and you know, and of course you got to come to Brownsburg.
Right.
And, yeah.
Was Fourth of July any kind of a big holiday around here?
You would go to Stanton for the 4th of July. Yeah. Yeah.
So the cousins would come to Brownsburg. What all would you do in Brownsburg?
Well, if we take them to Brownsburg, they'd be happy. But they'd never see. And they were always so afraid of cows. And then when you tell them that that's where you got your milk from, you had to go through asking the questions of which cow gives what color milk.
They really didn't have a clue, did they?
Does the brown cow give the brown milk? The chocolate milk, brother. Yeah.
Not exactly. Although I think it works that way with chickens, doesn't it? Okay. Anything else you want to tell us?
No, nothing I can think of.
Oh, let me see. All right, you're work some for the post office now. How long have you been working for the post office?
April the 11th, 1991.
So it's been...
What will that make it?
Almost, it'd be 17 years.
Okay, there we go. Mm-hmm. I'll make it to the 17th. Yeah.
Do you enjoy that?
Oh, I do. I really do.
What do you like best about that?
The people. The people. And it has really been a pleasure because I've met so many. And, you know, each post office is different, entirely different.
And which ones do you work for?
Right now, just Brownsburg.
Just Brownsburg. Mm-hmm. So you're not helping in Fairfield?
No, I'm not helping in Fairfield, but I've been to Meadowbrook, I've been to Steele's Tavern, I was at Stewart's Draft, Rockbridge Baths, and Brownsburg.
Tell us a little bit about the Brownsburg Post Office for people that will hear this.
Never a better place to work. The owls are great. Good boss. Good boss.
And it's a little post office. They don't deliver the mail out of the post office.
No.
You have to come pick your mail up.
Have to come pick up your mail and conversation.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things that's needed, conversation when you come.
And when people, that's one of the first stops, I guess, when people move into the community.
They have to come to
the post office.
Yeah, to reroute the mail.
Mm-hmm. So. Got a big fire in the winter.
Yeah, and fruit and vegetables in the summer.
It's unique.
It is. It really is.
Are there any other people that you can think of we might need to talk to about growing up in Brownsburg that could tell us some stories?
I think you got the ones that, you know, we really want to give a little wisdom. Gotten the ones that are available. Because most people, as I say, they left here when they were young.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't exactly remember all the things that was here.
I was going to ask you, you said your mom helped Miss Jenny mm-hmm. before you did.
Mm-hmm.
Was that after she was married and
went down here? Uh-huh. And she, mom also helped the Wades some, Miss Margaret now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And her sister, Kate.
So she was
around there. Uh-huh. She was around here.
And did she enjoy?
Yeah,
she enjoyed
doing
job.
It. Mm-hmm. And I guess you learn a lot, you know, doing that. And, because both of them were sick.
Mm-hmm.
So it took a lot of sitting
with them. That's neat. All right, Betty, thank you very much.
I've enjoyed it. Too.
My name is Rachel Kerniger, and today is January 31st, 2008. I'm here today at New Providence Presbyterian Church with Betty Brown, who's going to share some of her memories with us for the Brownsburg Oral History Project.